Whether your beer is in a bottle, can, or glass, kick back and relax. It's Better on Draft.
We are live, episode 334 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. Thank you so much for joining us on this mild Friday evening here in Michigan. At least it's probably 115 where Dan is over in Arizona. I mean,
it was 80 today, so
must be nice. Let's go around, see what everybody is drinking. Dan, we're already talking to you. What are you drinking?
Yeah, so finally, I haven't had it on draft in a while. I've got a White Russian from Sunup Brewing.
Rob, you're reaching the record mark for new guests or new hosts. What are you drinking?
I have a blueberry muffin top from Oso Brewing from my Wisconsin trip. This is actually day two of my advent calendar. I'm catching up.
Wendy,
you're
what about you?
To drink those all at once when you're catching up.
I am drinking a couple of my favorites today. I have got a Koonin's White Devil and a Drafting Table Buzz Blanket. Definitely two of my favorites.
I was going to say, if you're catching up to an advent calendar, I think Nick is still drinking his 2021 advent calendar.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So I think you guys are still making good time. For myself, I have, from my bargaining days, Massacre 2017, got for $1. And then I also have a original milkshake stout to kind of limit the 15% lager, barrel-aged lager this is, that's in my hands. But with today, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, folks, I don't know about you guys, but everybody loves to tell me I am a bitch to shop for. I'm blessed enough to be able to just buy whatever I, you know, may need or may want. And I never really save for people to get me gifts. So a lot of people have to think outside the box when it comes to gifts. It might be a trip. It might be something where, you know, I buy for myself, but then I never spoil myself. Like, I don't buy anything too luxurious. So everything that they'd have to buy would be like $500. So I want to talk to you guys today, as we do not have a guest in the studio, and I want to go over and hear your thoughts on a little topic that I brought together as I'm trying to stall for time to get to this specific, there it is, link here, which is, if you guys are not watching, of course, you can always watch on youtube.com/betteronDraft, twitch.tv/betteronDraft, but the 40 best gifts for beer lovers in your life. This is a list thanks to a great apparent website called bestproducts.com.
This will be legit.
Never heard of it before. This is one of those obvious data mining websites that just kind of put together thousands of different lists. But I want to see if maybe there might be something that piques your interest. Maybe something that you might want to ask Santa Claus to send your way today for Christmas. So we're going to go through, we're going to go down and see if these are anything that we want, starting with a canned beer draft system. I don't think I've ever seen this before, Dan. I mean, you probably pay more attention to, it looks like it just turns a can and pours it into a beer as a beer.
I've seen it like this before. I've never seen one in person. I didn't know it was still a thing.
So you basically, it looks like you put your can in there. Does it just like crack the top and add like oxygen to it?
Probably just cracks the top and pours out.
It reminds me of those juice machines that just squished the fresh juice bag that you subscribe to.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if this is something, especially for $100, that I would want.
I just pour the can into my own glass and be done with it?
It doesn't look as nice if you do it that way.
At this point, you're almost better off than just investing in a kegerator. Like $100 into a glorified mini fridge that adds like a keg system to it, you can easily get. I don't know what a kegerator goes for these days. Is this something that you would want someone to buy you?
Hell no.
Nobody. No. Nobody.
No.
Place my three taps.
I'm trying to think what I would do if I saw it in someone's house.
laugh at
try it.
It.
Yeah. He's like, hold on. I gotta put the can in there and then I gotta open. It just seems like a lot of extra work.
Kind of like the draft top.
It says this is more than just a mere pour. It actually uses ultrasonic vibrations to create a pop of foam. And
So it seems to me kind of like the chope, however you say it, the Brazilian style of beer. It sounds kind of similar to those machines.
Where maybe
it's foam that keeps your beer cool.
I definitely have to look it up. There's nothing, nobody could buy this for me. That would be just such a waste of
found a wedding present.
You use it like once, pull it out when people are over for a party or something, and that's it.
Yeah, I feel like at some point I would get so bored with it and just
it would sit there and collect it, sit there and collect us. No one sees that regularly.
For sure. Number two was a gift card from Tavor or something like that, which of course we can't use here in Michigan. Number three, double walled frozen pint glass.
So I have one of those.
You do? What do you think of it?
It's a double walled beer mug though, or Stein type thing. So it's a big plastic thing, freezes. I love it for those lawnmower type beers where a really cold beer is really good. And I will drink out of it in my hammock sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Now, in our chat on YouTube, because of course we're live on YouTube, youtube.com/betteron draft, they said, is that like the physics system? So I'm guessing it is, but I'm guessing there's probably some benefits to utilizing this specific one from the sharper image. Maybe they're trying to sell advertisements or they have like a referral code so that when you buy it off of their site, they get a kickback. So that might be it.
But I'm sure that's all of these.
That might quite be the case. So you have a double walled glass. I don't, ever since I learned about like why the like super cold beer, like why they serve it super cold and the not benefits you get from it, like I'm not one to really utilize someone. Like when I see someone with a freezer tank, like they have the beer glasses in the freezer and they're about to pull it out to pour my beer in it, I get scared. Like, oh no, you're going to kill my beer. I would like this even if it was maybe something smaller, like a rocks glass for like whiskey or something like that. Like if I want to chill some whiskey, depending on what kind of whiskey I'm drinking.
Yeah, I was just thinking vodka soda, you know, because those, especially if it's not cold out, those can warm up pretty quick. So that would be nice for something like that.
Or even like an ice-free option for your cocktails. Like if you're looking to maybe strain, if you're doing a nice cocktail and you're like straining it into a glass, like having this kind of glass, keeping it cold for a long time, I think would be super beneficial. Is this something you guys want for Christmas, though?
No, thanks.
That's how I got mine, was as some sort of gift.
Are you someone that's hard to, buy for, Rob?
Yes, of course. Same problem. When you have your own disposable income, you dispose of it.
I've seen this so many times, the UKEG carbonated growler. It's basically go on, Dan.
I was going to say, don't you have one of these?
I do not.
I thought you did. But maybe it was something similar. Sorry, go ahead.
No, this reminds me of the 5-liter mini kegs that you buy for some of the beers here in Michigan, like Newcastle or Bell's Oberon.
Shout out to that episode with the guy from the Red Wing show.
Oh, yeah. the Hop Slam.
I think that's the only time we've had a mini keg on the show.
Yeah, so this is basically a product that allows you to, I guess, carbonate your growler, keep it carbonated for a long time, maybe, I don't know, and make it pour as if it was on draft. I'm kind of curious about the whole thing. This is one of those things that just, especially at $150 too, Jesus.
Yeah. So this is one that my friend does have, and he got as a gift for Christmas. It was a few years back, but it's The convenience here is it's a growler. So you take it in and you get it filled at your local shop. You don't have to get, you know, they don't have to have kegged it or something. Or you take it home and as you said, you carbonate it. So the pressure stays at least close to what it should be. So you can drink it a lot slower.
So I'm assuming they use like a CO2 cartridge for this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It looks a little like for the pellet guns.
Okay.
I was muted I was this whole say, time.
Does anyone want to tell Ken? I was just waiting because I was watching you talk.
Y'all.
I muted myself to tell you.
Nah. I was going to say, I can't think of a time where I've wanted a growler that I wasn't going to drink right away. And then I was going to say, Rob, one of his local beer bars was having some high octane beers that they were giving out to where this is probably the one time that I would maybe want to be able to savor a growler if it's something that's like, you know, 18%. Like if there's a, if I have the opportunity to get like a growler of say Wolverine Massacre, you know, at 15%, I'm not going to finish a growler by myself in one night. So that's the only reason why I would want that. But at that point, I probably wouldn't buy a growler anyways. But you, is this something you would use for those days at your bar, Rob?
So I've, my friend used it. It worked out for me too, but on those days where there's a sale, like on a Sunday beer sale, $6 growler. So you fill that up and maybe you are planning to drink Sunday night, maybe not, maybe again, Monday or Tuesday, but they're pretty good in the, if for that case where you don't know exactly when you're going to get to the beer, but you know, you got a cheap beer that's available for you. And then maybe you just have a pint of it one night or half a pint even. So it just keeps it for longer and it's worked out. I do have those weeks like that for sure.
I just don't think there's one keg of beer that I would, or, you know, draft beer that I would want, but this next one looked pretty cool. Outdoor patio furniture with beer and wine cooler. So it looks like basically just like a high top with the ability to put ice into a cooler at the bottom. This is one where, you know, I've been harking on the price, but for only $90, I feel like that's not that bad of a price. Holds up to 40 cans, weather resistant, hidden cooler. It's got a drainage plug at the bottom. I feel like I might want to ask for this for Christmas this year. What about you guys? What's your thoughts on this outdoor patio furniture?
Yeah, that would totally fit in my patio.
It seems like an upgrade from the kiddie pool full of ice.
Right?
Yeah, this is the first good one I think that's come up here.
What this would be cool too is for if you're going to, like, all I could think about is all the times where I've done like hotel parties and stuff and being able to have, because I'm the kind of person that would plug the bathtub, tub and fill it up with ice and like here is just like, oh, here's an extra table for people to put drinks on and a little bit of a cooler too. Yeah, this actually looks pretty cool for this, especially for anyone that has some type of patio or even a centerpiece in a house, like having a small little extra high top.
I think it'd work in a garage or on a driveway or out in a parking space or
oh yeah,
those places.
Oh yeah, for sure. Beer hot sauce. Are you guys into the beer adjacent food and food like beverages and drinks and sauces?
I can't think of a single one.
I've got a beer mustard in my fridge right now. This is the perfect kind of gift that people get me.
A beer mustard?
Well, yeah, or beer adjacent things. So a beer infused hot sauce seems like something that I would enjoy or receive as a gift.
That's a good gift to get because you wouldn't buy it for yourself.
Right.
So
there's so many good hot sauces out there.
I don't know if this is a good one. We don't know. We haven't tried
it. Probably not on that level. I'm willing to bet.
Part of the problem is that there's so many hot sauces out there, right? And if you're buying for someone,
that's true.
You know they like hot sauce right. and beer. Then here you go.
It's also one of those like you like hot sauce, but where is your heat level versus your friend's heat level? And
I'm pretty sure mine is higher than all of my friends.
Mine is lower than all my friends. That's right. I'm sure.
Ken's is zero.
I have definitely grown, but I would still consider myself a bitch to even. I wouldn't even dare try like Thai food at like medium. Like,
oh geez,
not gonna even like try. Like,
Ken's like, know. Oh, there's Pico on that. Get that out of here.
I'm not that bad, but I had a friend give me a hot sauce one time that from somebody local out of Grand Rapids that makes it. Fantastic hot sauces. They're always really good. But this particular one, I don't know if I inhaled as I went to bite it at the same time, but it hit me so hard. I think I coughed for like 30 minutes.
Oh, geez.
And she's just sitting there eating chips with it like it's nothing.
So the hoisin sauce, which wasn't, it was beer adjacent because it was fermented. It wasn't a beer specific sauce that Nick the brewer made. Like that sauce was super good. But I don't foresee myself like buying something that's beer adjacent, like a beer infused mustard or a beer infused, you know, or beer brats, quote, you know, it doesn't really pique my interest. And hot sauce definitely doesn't pique my interest.
The beer mustard was one I actually bought for myself. I was at the Mustard Museum outside of Madison, Wisconsin.
As we all are.
Yeah. I was sampling the mustards there at the sampling bar, and I really liked the beer mustard. So I ended up buying that for myself.
Well, the next up on this list is a beer making kit. So this is not like a homebrew setup. This is kind of a very, very basic kit. I think you just kind of put all the ingredients in, let it ferment, and you're kind of good to go.
Like it's already got pre-made wort. That's the only thing.
I think
that the Brooklyn Brew Shop?
Yeah, this is the Brooklyn Brew Shop.
So that's what I got. So you, for me to try.
You basically get, you know, for $40 to $50, you get to choose the different style of beer that you want. So a brown ale, a porter, an IPA. And it's fairly simplistic to make. There's not really too much like timing or hop timing or anything like that. And I'm pretty sure it's the kit isn't one use, meaning that you can, you know, make stuff after the fact, but it's only 1 gallon each time. So you're not going to be making too much from these kits. Yeah, I mean,
Dan, 1 gallon homebrew kit. It's something that you can do right on your stovetop. If you're so challenged, there is timing and stuff with the hops, just like with any homebrewing though.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
there's instructions that you have to follow. And if you don't follow them and like you don't shake long enough, then your yeast dies and you have to start all over again. But
this isn't pre-made work. I'm looking at it right now. This is extra.
It's a 1 gallon homebrew kit.
Okay. So it's just a small little homebrew kit.
Yeah.
Compared
that's to that's what I got other... to try. I did all not right. do good at it. I need somebody to teach me how to do it.
Just gotta practice, honestly.
Rob, do you homebrew at all?
I used to homebrew a lot, yes. I haven't for a little while. My friend earlier today reached out and asked if I wanted to do an adventure tomorrow, and it might be going to the homebrew store and getting ingredients and just doing a simple homebrew adventure.
Nice.
I joined the local Ann Arbor Brewers Guild, the Home Brewers Guild over here, but I don't drink fast enough to drink my own homebrew, and it's just it's a lot of time commitment and effort to then just kind of sit, and at some point like it goes from sitting to now I'm giving away the bottles and trying to like get rid of it before it goes bad, and there's nothing worse than a bro saying, "Hey, here, come try my homebrew."
Yeah.
Why so, you peg it?
I bottle mine, and you get 50 some bottles, like 54 or 5 bottles out of it.
I drop off
24 at my friends' houses, so I just do porch drops and text them that they have beer on their porch and whisk away.
Oh, you're your very own beer fairy.
Exactly.
I love it.
I would probably do better kegging my beer now that I think about it. I might have to pick your brain later, Dan, about...
Oh, it's way easier than you think.
Getting to that, especially because then I don't have to sani 48 bottles and yeah, sani that's the whole... Hard
part. Yeah, it's way easier than you're thinking.
But what about a board game? A beer-based board game?
Is this a game where everyone gets trashed?
I feel like it might. It looks like it's so I'm loading up the game rules. It says players take turns rolling dice and moving their pieces across the board clockwise. Complete the beer challenges along the way. If your dice roll gives you too many moves to get to the finish by exact count, you cannot move and must take a drink. The game continues until there is one player left. Last player on the board must drink the community cup.
Oh boy, what's the community cup?
Sounds like some of the challenges might fill that up.
I'm guessing that my friends would love this.
So start to finish, as I'm reading some of the things, if you look at the corners, like in the top right, it says pour one drink into the community cup. There's another one that says guys drink, another one that says rhyme, choose a word to rhyme and say it in a sentence, take turns saying rhyming sentences quickly, first player to miss has to drink. So it almost looks like the rules of trouble, where you have to like get it the exact amount of notches to notch in your little pegs. I this would be a lot of fun. This would definitely be one of those big drinking games. Like if there's too many people and you want to just kind of get something together where everyone's kind of like having their own conversations while shit's happening around them, so they're not paying attention, like Cards Against Humanity. That would be my thought. Have you guys ever played like a Beeropoly or any other beer related games that wasn't like a beer game? Like
you like Flip Cup?
Yeah, not like Flip Cup. Like,
so I am a board gamer. I love tabletop board games, and so I've got a beer trivia game. It's been a long time since we played it, but it's more like Trivial Pursuit than this type of game. And you are supposed to drink beer at the end. There's beer mats involved. I don't remember all the details of it. I haven't played it for a while. And then there's another one where you run a brewery. And I have played that one, and that was pretty fun. But there's one where you run a distillery. I think it's called Distill, and it's really good.
I actually, there's Distilled the board game. I had bought it for Julia, and Julia had bought it for me. And so it was really, really funny. We wound up selling both copies because the original Kickstarter sold out and they didn't have any. So we loaded it up and it was just like, this seems like too many rules to to play a game. I mean, I understand there are places and times when I want to play games with all those kinds of rules, but a game about like making your own distillery, it wasn't really feeling it. Like I tried, Dan knows how much I love the movie Back to the Future. And I actually got Back to the Future, the board game.
Oh boy.
And it was like, this is way too many like rules and stuff, but there is a game that I will suggest to everyone to pick up if you want a good, easy party game called Heroes of Barcadia. And it's a game where your little piece on the mat, so on the playboard, is a pint glass, and your HP is the amount of beer that's in the pint glass. And it's really, really fun. It's a very, very basic roll dice to either succeed or fail. There's a little bit more intricacy to that, but it's pretty simple to play. So I do suggest Heroes of Barcadia. I think you can get up to 8 people in those games, which is a lot of fun. Here's one that I think probably a lot of us may have, which is a stainless steel koozie, a Yeti koozie. Maybe not Yeti specifically. Do you guys have a nice koozie or no?
Nope.
I do.
You don't?
No.
Why not? Do you drink your beer too fast? Is that why?
Yeah. I what do I need a koozie for? I've got the better on draft one from back in the day, but that's about it.
I have the tall boy koozies that I think Sellerman's made that were paper bags. They weren't actual paper bags, but the koozie looked like a paper bag. Like that.
So my wife was collecting koozies for a while, and specifically koozies shaped like clothing. So we have a couple cowboy boots and some Hawaiian shirts and all sorts of things like that.
I think as we scroll down, we might see, oh, this is definitely not on my list of things, a craft beer flight board.
Everyone else wants it but you. That's fine. You can be in the
minority. Why? Are, Dan, do you really want this? Are you going to make your own craft beer flights at home?
Me? I don't know. Now you're
just going to, you're going to open up a 16 ounce can and just pour 4 ounces in the, you have to prove a point.
It's basically a fancy charcuterie board. So yeah, we might not just add the beer to it.
I have a thing like this that holds 4 pint glasses, but it's perfect for taking 4 pint glasses out to the patio all at once. So that's what I use it for.
Oh,
It doesn't have the snack part.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, with the snack part too, that you're everyone's best friend. If you're going in the kitchen, getting beer for everyone and snacks for everyone. Right.
Yeah.
If you could pull this off and it was like 4 pint glasses and I could go inside and like refill the chips and dip and stuff and bring it outside. And it's just one trip. So everyone can, you know, hang outside by the bonfire or whatever. Sure. But I never understood the at-home flights, like flight board. Like, I don't understand. I don't like flights right now in general, but at home, like, who's making a flight?
If you're doing a vertical with your friends.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. You need to
pour a bunch out.
Right? Your friends are over and you're having some kind of party.
All right. But when I don't was know, the last, to, when was the last time you had a in-person flight?
Yeah.
Wendy?
An in-person flight at a house? An
in-person vertical, yeah. Someone's house.
Vertical, no, but I have gone to tastings recently, but we haven't done any verticals, but we haven't done anything like that. At least I haven't. I want to do a tasting at home one time. One of these days, I'm going to start doing beer classes and I'm going to do tastings at home in my backyard because now that we have all this awesome patio furniture. So eventually, yeah, I'll have something like that at my house.
I just don't. Better on Draft is made possible thanks to our sponsor, North Center Brewing in Northville, Michigan. Open Tuesday to Sunday, North Center provides a fun atmosphere with amazing beer. Try their Bobby English while playing shuffleboard or wash down their classic Reuben sandwich with a glass of painkiller. Find them online at northcenterbrewing.com. Better on Draft is sponsored by Zatuna Liquor. Located on Rochester Road in Rochester Hills, go visit Jack and see why he is known as one of the best beer and bourbon stores in the state. A large variety of singles, wine, booze, and snacks, Zatuna Liquor is your one-stop shop before a party. Better on Draft is sponsored by Craft Tapped. Currently located in 11 states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, Craft Tapped is a monthly subscription that pays for itself after just one visit to your local brewery. Use the code BOD at checkout and receive 15% to any membership, not just for Michigan fans. For Michigan fans, get 50% off your first 2 pints at each venue you go to, including Better on Draft sponsored North Center Brewing and 2022 March Draftness winner Copper Hop in St. Clair Shores.
I don't see a use for this at home other than it being like a cool thing to talk about. Like, oh, look at this. Look what I can do. Like, show off to your friends.
Right.
That's half of these things.
Well, that's really what all this is for.
These are for the person you don't know what to buy.
Right.
Vacuum insulated stainless steel beer bottle. So this is basically just a beer bottle koozie. I'm guessing it only fits 12 ounce bottles.
Yeah. What are you using this for?
They make
price. The price is $30 for these.
Oh boy.
It's the only way that I could take my beer bottle out on my friend's deck for his pool.
Ooh,
that's a good use case.
He's got a couple of those.
That's a very good use case for folks, maybe as we are in Michigan, boating. where you can, you know, where you don't want to necessarily do glass bottle, but maybe the beer you want only in glass bottle, you can put it in a container like this, where it should be, you know, if you drop it, you should only spill as opposed to break. I mean, that might actually be a good for your boat and friends, people going up to Houghton Lake and stuff. Dan obviously doesn't want it because he drinks his beer too fast.
Yeah, no need for that.
But I'm actually looking at it right now. So it does say beer bottle, but the actual thing, the top comes off and it fits a beer can just fine as well. So it does have dual usage. The top does have a bottle opener for all you twist top users. This is actually pretty neat. This is something that I might want, especially for if it's one of those days where it's like cold or something like that outside and I'm drinking outside, this might be something easier to hold on to than the glass bottle itself. So I'm into it. All right. I think a few of us have already had one of these, a state map of craft beer caps. I had one from Michigan. I sold mine. I just have the, if you can see above my left shoulder, the shadow box on my refrigerator that has all of my caps in it, probably for the last 7 or 8 years, I think. It's about full, too, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it afterwards. They never tell you that part.
I have somebody you can give it to if you need to.
Do you just like dump all the caps and start over again?
Start all over.
My friend makes jewelry with beer caps, so she gets all the caps.
I can definitely do some donations to your friend. But is this something that you want? Something that do you have state pride enough to make a beer cap state map?
So I don't get that many beer caps anymore either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I do.
There is Indiana. There is, it says 48 options. So I'm guessing Hawaii might not be an option.
Probably Alaska and Hawaii.
No, Alaska's got an option. That's for sure.
Maybe Colorado and Wyoming. They just use the same one.
Colorado. That would be really funny. Well, so Colorado actually says like Colorado on it.
That's so you can tell apart. That's
exactly it. Because Wyoming says Wyoming on it too.
Are they front and back? Maybe.
I don't think so. But
just hang it from the ceiling. Just chandelier.
Not enough breweries have bottles anymore, says Bats McGee in our twitch.tv/betteron draft. Yeah, I think a lot of breweries are going to cans.
Yeah.
I think it's passing us by for sure, unless you want to fill it up with, you know, you can't get your 40 ounces of King Cobra in these cap stands. So one of
the things that I put in the beer basket that we donated to the Senate scholarship fundraisers were coasters that you could actually put beer caps in like that.
I think even looking at the beer cap that I just took off of the massacre that I had, like it's kind of worthless now. It doesn't fit like because it's bent so much.
So that's a good point.
I do have a United States one that I'm looking at over my shoulder. It's full. I filled it. I finished filling it about a month or two ago, but that's because I was going for unique caps. So it's full of all unique caps, which I don't know. I was pretty happy with, but it took me a couple of years to do that.
I'm going to be honest, though. Like when you're going with the Michigan beer, there's every 6 months or so on social media, Reddit, DACBY, etc. People are always looking for these very specific beer caps because you can only do so much. Now, when you're dealing with something like Bell's has like a different beer cap for a lot of their different beers. So you can get the bird for the Bell's Amber. As a lot of brewers are going to cans, especially here in Michigan, like it's just going to be forever to find. But beer books, have you guys ever read any beer books?
Can't say I have.
A whole stack of them right next to me.
but have you read them?
Yes. Yeah, I read all of them.
I've got, through our journeys here at Better on Draft, a How to Brew, Wild Brews, the Dogfish Head book, the World Atlas. So I've definitely got a few different books behind me on my bookshelf. This is the Atlas of Beer. I think this is more of a coffee table book. Do coffee table books still exist anymore in like 2023?
Yes.
Pretty sure got to, right?
I know, they exist, but how often are you having people over to, you know, to have people coffee or tea?
Coffee table books don't have them on the table for their guests.
Yeah. This is a must-have item from National Geographic's Atlas of Beer. Is a treasure trove of information about the history, geographic origins of every style of beer on the planet. Plus, it has colorful illustrations and a vintage style cover that makes it a cool conversation piece to display when company comes for a cold one.
I want to say I have that someplace.
This is by Nancy Holost Pullen and Mark W. Patterson. I definitely have one right behind me that's not by them, and I couldn't tell you who or what it is, but I know it exists.
I have a beer and food pairing book from Brooklyn, the head brewer at Brooklyn, whenever he wrote it, at least. I don't know if he still is or what, but it was pretty good. I enjoyed that book. Yeah.
That's the one thing that hurts with such a ever moving industry. There was a book I saw in the UP. I believe I was at Tequaneman Falls Brewery, and it was a book about Michigan beer. And they were talking about breweries like the Tuba Museum that used to have a brewery inside of it, and Etouffee and Arcadia, like all these breweries that are since long gone. And I'm like, wow, this is such an outdated book. And I look at the book, it only says like 2014.
So there was a brewery and a Tuba factory?
Oh yeah. You didn't know about that here in Michigan?
Yeah.
Not a Tuba factory, the Tuba Museum.
Well, that's even better that there's a museum.
There's a brewery near the Mustard Museum, but it's not in it.
Yeah, it was in Okemos. It was called the Travelers Club International Restaurant and Tuba Museum.
That's amazing.
But yeah, like all of these breweries that don't exist anymore. And then, of course, obviously the missing all the breweries that have opened since, when we started the show in 2015, it was not that many breweries compared to what it is now.
You've got one in a knitting factory right near you, the Rochester Mills.
The brew pub?
Yeah, it used to be a knitting factory.
Oh, I learned something today.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been to the brew pub in, God, probably a decade or so. We did go once for Oktoberfest. Matt Bush. I think Dan was there, too. I think you all were making fun of me for wearing my Miami garb.
Yep.
Go Canes. Beer chiller sticks for bottles. So these are basically just like whiskey rocks. They basically go into a bottle of beer and it will chill your beer in seconds. I have these actually.
Do they work?
They've never worked well. I put it into the beer and then like the beer foams up and foams over. So I don't know if I'm not using it right or anything. Maybe like that. Just
put it in cold beer and it keeps it cold.
Is that supposed to make it cold?
Pop them directly into any bottle of room temperature beer to chill beverage in mere seconds.
Yeah. Just waste your beer basically. It's a gimmick to like make money in.
I mean, this is probably something that was either gifted to me or one of our guests gave it to us.
But I only ever run into that problem when I'm in a hotel, and then I just fill an ice bucket and put some water in it and stick the thing in there, and it'll be chilled pretty quickly.
It takes minutes. Yeah, it's fast. Yeah.
I just put mine in the freezer.
But this takes seconds. Beer related t-shirts. God damn, how many beer related outfits do we have?
Am I beer box?
Sweatshirt. Oh my! First of all, the Michigan beer box hoodie is the greatest thing ever.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
Shout out to
watching. I never got mine.
He messaged me today, looking for jockey boxes for his wedding. So I will ping him. I got a Hawaiian shirt from BJ's.
Yeah, they sent us all that.
So we all got Hawaiian shirts. Sorry, Rob. This was before you. I've got so many shirts, so many like beer related swag that it's too much. And I think that's more because of the business that I'm in here as Craft Beer Media. But would you like, where are you going to wear these beer shirts? That's not like a beer fest.
I had to stop wearing them to my kids' functions, but now my kids are older, so I can do it again.
So I've got shirts from Black Sky and True in Denver. People don't even know those are beer shirts.
I mean, this is a very specific, like, Hoptimist. Like, it's a very, very, let me see if I can actually change the screen here. I can just go like this and try it again. There you go. So like, these are all the different shirts that come up when you search like Hoptimist, and it's like beer facts, hops, the soul of beer. Beer is not the answer. I mean, these are definitely shirts that probably get bought for a lot of people who are craft beer fans that you can't buy for, like, you don't know what to buy them. Yes. But
yeah,
when you go where, when you go to a beer fest, though, this shirt is like huge at beer fests.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Like the Hoptimist or like the anatomy of a hop.
99% of what I own is beer related clothing. I actually just got a really nice hat and a shirt in the mail that I ordered like a year ago and forgot about it. I'm not sure what happened. All of a sudden it showed up in the mail yesterday. I was like, bonus.
Nice.
But it's either that or DCFC. So that's pretty much what I'm wearing every day.
I'm wearing a New Glarus shirt right now.
I'm wearing a monocolor t-shirt because that's the kind of person I've turned into is... I have my graphic tees for like everyday wear when I'm not like working or coaching or anything like that. I have the monocolor shirts for like coaching and, you know, work and stuff. And then I have like graphic tees for everything else. Like I'm not spending money on clothing that like I get my graphic tees for like $5. Like, oh, here's a sale. Buy it. This is another book, The Beer Bible. We can skip right over it. Here's the beer.
I have that.
We talked for like 3 minutes about craft beer books. What's
I think we're talking about the beer mitt.
The beer mitt. Oh, sorry, you're laughing. I thought you were laughing at me just like going right past the book. The beer mitts.
I had that.
If you don't start using that every show, I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh my God. So I can't use it because here's what happened. I went to Winter Beer Fest. I got it as a secret pal gift from from my JC secret pal. And I took it to Winter Beer Fest because it's fucking cold. And it was the year that they had the 50 Shades of Dragon's Milk. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. What happened?
I lost the beer mitt. How'd
you lose it?
I lost the people that I was with, and then...
But it stays on your hand.
No, it did not. After 50 Shades of Dragon's Milk.
All right, I need a timeout because I need you guys to look at the screen. Folks, if you're not watching, go check out the video, youtube.com. Tell me this is not Photoshopped.
Oh, 100%. Look at the arm.
It's definitely Photoshopped.
Look at some of these photos. Like, it is so ridiculously Photoshopped.
But it does work.
Maybe all she's right. got a prosthetic arm that it's just with no hand. It's just the stump.
It is, the fingers aren't around the beer.
It's Wendy approved it.
I've considered buying it again.
Oh, I'm ready for this next one.
But it looks suggestive.
I have been back to Winter Beer Fest in a few years, and now I'm old and don't like the cold, so I don't see it happening.
All right. So I'm going to preface this next one by saying that I actually owned this at one point.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This was gifted to me by someone who apparently could not figure out something to buy for me. And this is the leather beer holster.
That's absolutely amazing.
Does that you attach to your belt.
Come with an inside the waistband version for the secret beer?
It does not.
That would be awesome.
This was a choice somebody gave me, that's for sure.
And you need to start wearing this everywhere you go.
I will be very disappointed if you're not wearing it the next time I see you.
Yeah. This has been re-gifted, to say the least.
Could you actually walk while it's in use?
So it is good for the next beer. It is not good for the current beer.
Not for the open beer.
It is not good for an open beer, no.
Yeah, but
for
the next legs.
For the next beer, it definitely worked. It did what it did. But for me, like, I'm the kind of person where I can hold two or three bottles of beer and function as an adult and not have any issues. So I don't need a fourth beer on my holster.
Need one for each side.
I see in the description, the problem is you have to stroll through the barbecue like John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, or Joan Crawford.
Or Joan Crawford.
Right. So you were probably walking wrong.
They had to tell us what movie she was in so that we could figure it out.
She was Johnny Guitar. Look it up. It doesn't work. You think the holster is cool? Search beer suspenders. That is from Luffbone in the chat. We'll get there before the hour ends. It looks like this might be the entire show today. Wallpog. You know what? I don't hate it.
You hang this on the wall?
And it's just for a New York apartment.
Yeah, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a 6-cup setup. You basically just hang it on the wall. It is $60. Which I mean,
triangle shaped piece of wood.
I mean, Dan, you can go in there
and 6 cup holders.
Right. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, the cup holders.
I'm sure the red plastic cups don't come with it. You have to buy the solo cups on your own.
Simply secure them to the wall with adhesive tabs, attach metal brackets, fill the cups, and go. I mean, this is one of the things where, you know how we have those like very artsy places here in Michigan, like the Rustic Belt, and there's a place in Detroit where they allow you to do like your own like wall art and stuff. Like, this would be great for them to be like, hey, we can show you how to produce this real quick, and you can produce it here and drink while you do it. At $60, oof. The price is just enough, or not bad enough, to where I probably would still buy it. What do we got? We got a IPA.
$60, so I could get my own folding table to play
the whole game on. I think the point's not to have the table be the center of attention, like, to not have all that space in there. That's my guess. I mean, I used to bring a beer pong table with me to parties and shit. Like, I made a nice foldable table that fit. It was, we put together two 2x4 2-foot by 4-foot pieces of board. We put clamps in the middle so it could fold up. We put handles on the side so you could carry them. We were very serious back in like the early 2000s of our beer pong. Dan and I went to a beer pong tournament in Vegas and proceeded to get our asses handed to us. I had never been so terrible at beer pong until I played against people who play it a lot more than I did.
And the worst part is when that guy beat you, instead of having you drink the beer, he just took it and drank it himself.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking it.
Like, oh.
I think Blondie still does it once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Beer pong tournament.
They do.
We talked about it earlier, like the beer related food, beer related beer soap, IPA candle. We actually had a candle had company
early days.
Oh yeah, the early days. I, on the other hand, like I'm not a big candle kind of person. You can all fucking laugh at me all you want, and I'll admit it fully. I'm an essential oils guy. I got my little diffuser over there. Love the great smell.
They lose the scent like 3 seconds.
I definitely make sure to put a lot in there, probably more than I should. But yeah, I'm not too big into candles or beer soap. What about Wendy, Rob?
I'm pretty sure I have some beer soap around that has been gifted to me over the years. It's one of those things you're not going to use. You don't want your hands to smell like, well, maybe you do, but you probably don't want your hands to smell like beer.
Not if you're leaving the house.
I mean, if you can get, I feel like you're going to get more of the piney smell as opposed to more of the like Labatt blue smell.
But if you go to any brewery that has a gift shop, they will have their beer in soap form and candle form.
What's this?
I have gifted beer soap on occasion or two.
I'm trying to think.
Candles. I'm also an essential oils girl.
Dan, did Shiner have anything like this when we were at their beer store? I don't remember anything like that.
I don't remember anything like that either. And I'm kind of surprised if they didn't. Maybe we just missed it, but you would think they do.
Yes. If you do get a chance, go over to the Shiner Brewery. When you do go there, make sure to obviously eat there. Great food, great tour, great beer, and of course the little gift shop was crazy.
Oh yeah,
me, myself, Dan, and our friend Brian, who went over there. We were just looking at everything, and we were probably in there for a good 30-45 minutes trying to figure out what we wanted to buy. It was a lot of great stuff. The last thing before I go and do what Mr. Muttbone said and look at beer suspenders, but a 24 can backpack.
This is amazing.
This is an Igloo, so it's obviously a brand named backpack. I'm guessing it's just a backpack with insulation. Holy shit, it's only $70.
If it holds them separate, you know, you got to keep them separated, then I would be into it.
I'm guessing it holds 24 cans like filled to the brim. I'm looking at it right now from Igloo. It's a true backpack. It's got nice little straps, heat sealed, insulated liner, double zip lid. For only $70, that's actually not a bad price. That might be a gift you might be wanting to look at for your friend that is hard to buy for right now. Is this something you guys would?
Looks like Kroger sells it.
Kroger sells it?
Kroger sells the Igloo backpack?
Hell yeah.
All right. So before we end the episode, as we've been talking about all these gifts, obviously, for those who are buying for their friends who are beer, you know, related people, be mindful, ask them. Probably the easiest, but I did find the beer suspenders, and folks, betterondraft.com/YouTube/betterondraft, Twitch/betterondraft. This is, here it is, your beer suspenders.
Oh boy. Oh, this is amazing. Ken, I found what I'm getting you for your wedding.
I don't know. Obviously, you need to get his and hers. I mean, that'd be very rude to not buy.
Oh, that's fair.
a pair. This is the beer suspenders. It looks like it holds two cans. It's got its own bottle opener.
Oh,
I don't know what the koozie is. They're the little cigar stick. You can house your cigar up there along with the beers. Oh man. You think I could pull this off for the wedding, Dan?
Probably.
This under everyone's Jocelyn in our Facebook page is saying, are they insulated? Jocelyn, I have no idea. We just learned about beer suspenders 3 seconds ago. It looks like they're insulated based on this graphic.
Is that a koozie?
It's the koozie. So yeah, there's a koozie up here. You can stack up your beer.
You're going to be the most popular person to stand next to.
I here's the little things you can put in there for the oh my. They're called muff waiters.
Okay.
Muff spenders. What are you
sending an email right now? Oh, who muted Wendy? Come on.
Wendy, you're muted.
As a girl, look at where that, I don't care about the name. I think that's funny actually. But look at where the beer holders are placed. No girl could ever wear that. Even a smaller girl couldn't wear it because it'd be pouring the beer out.
I'm not sure I could.
I was going to say that for $65, we might have to figure this out. I don't know if this is what Muttbone, I believe that's Tito in the chat, Tito had in mind. Yeah, for what we were looking for, he might have had different beer suspenders. Folks,
I actually have friends that I want to buy this for, though.
We hope you have maybe found the product that you were looking for your craft beer friend, family member, significant other, etc. I definitely think we had some winners, like the cooler high top for the patio, the 24 can backpack, even the beer mitt that Wendy somehow lost. beer suspenders, though, might be the cake, to say the least. That is going to do it. Episode 334. We're going to be back from our live show. Of course, we're live Friday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern, to go over the craft beer news. So stay tuned. We'll be back at about 8:20 p.m. Eastern. No matter what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft. Have a good night.
Cheers.